KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off, taking a look at high school sports from last night in high school football action. The Atlantic Trojans opened up the refreshed Trojan Bowl with a well-played 42-0 win over the Red Oak Tigers. The Trojans set the tone early, driving 64 yards in 9 plays with the finishing 1-yard touchdown plunge by Bodie Johnson. Atlantic would hold the Tigers to 30 negative yards of offense in the first half and led 35-0 at the break. Atlantic would go on to dominate time of possession with 34-17 compared to Red Oak's 4-46, and the total yardage was in favor of the Trojans by a big margin as well, 321 to negative 18. Garrett McLaren finished 8 of 10 passing for 95 yards and 3 touchdowns. Corey Parrott went for 107 yards and 1 score on the ground. The Trojans improved to 6-1 with the homecoming victory and will have a first-round bye in the playoffs. Atlantic completes a 5-0 run through Class 2A District 9 to run away with the district crown. Red Oak falls to 0-7 on the season and will await their postseason pairing as every team makes the playoffs here this season. After the game, caught up with Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott. The defense played with quite a bit of energy, and guys did throughout the game, really, and he talked about his team being ready to go last night.
You know, as a coach, sometimes, you have to, figure out ways to motivate guys, but tonight wasn't, we didn't have to do that. You know, first game on new field, great crowd, just our guys were energized, and it showed.
Well, I'm sure you wanted to see a cleaner game here tonight than you've seen the past few weeks. Guys didn't make as many mistakes, and you'd love to see that heading into the postseason.
Yeah, definitely. You know, for the most part, we cut down on our penalties, too. Mistake-free for the most part, and for the most part, took care of the football. So now, every day it's going to ratchet up a little bit going into the playoffs.
And that's Coach McDermott after the Trojan win. Once again, they get it done 42-0 there over Red Oak as they get to play at that new refresh complex there at the Trojan Bowl. Also, another high school football scores from last night. We'll start off here in Class 2A District 9, the other scores in the district. It was a win for Clarinda, 36-7 over Des Moines Christian, and Greene County with a big win over Shenandoah, 42-6, the final there. In Class 3A District 9 play last night, it was a big top 5 matchup, and the Harlan Cyclones pull away down the stretch. They scored the final 21 points in that game to beat Lewis Central 28-10. The final, as it was Tegan Kasperbauer hooking up with Connor Frame for 3 scores there in that ball game, and Harlan picks up the big win, and they win the District 9 championship there in Class 3A. Other scores had Glenwood beating Denison-Sleschwig 34-0, and Carroll was a 21-14 victor over Creston Orient Maxburg. In Class 4A play last night, Thomas Jefferson picked up a 41-23 win over Sioux City West, and it was Sioux City East knocking off Abraham Lincoln 31-27. In Class 1A play in District 8, Panorama 41-10 over Kemper Catholic. Van Meter a 41-0 winner over Woodward Granger. And ACGC picked up a 50-0 victory over West Central Valley. In District 9, Esac County 65-0 over Maple Valley. It was OABCIG with a 57-20 win over Trainer. And Underwood 63-0 over Missouri Valley. In Class A play in District 9, AHSTW at Tri-Center was canceled. That was canceled in the middle of the day yesterday, so that one got called off on game day. Riverside, a 15-0 big win at home over Southwest Valley, and St. Albert, a 57-20 winner over Sydney. In District 10, Logan Magnolia, 35-6 over IKM Manning, Ridgeview, 38-7 over Westwood, and Woodbury Central was a 63-6 winner over West Monona. In eight-man play in District 7, there was one game canceled yesterday there as well. East Union at Bedford was called off on Friday. East Mills found an alternate opponent last night. They beat Pattonsburg, Missouri, 63-14. Also, it was Fremont Mills finding another opponent as they took on Central Valley out of Class D2 in Nebraska, and they were ranked sixth there in D2 in Nebraska, and they picked up a big win over the Knights. It was kind of a back-and-forth game, but Central Valley making the plays they needed to late to win it. 25-16 was the final there for Central Valley. Also, Cam picked up a 34-20 win over Stanton Essex. And in District 8 play, it was Booyer Valley knocking off Exira EHK 56-34. Coon Rapids Baird was a 49-0 winner over Glidden Ralston, and West Harrison Whiting at Arriva was also on the schedule. Didn't have a final score there from that one. That's a look at your high school football scoreboard there from Friday night. Moving on to other sports, the Miami Heat will be playing some meaningful basketball this weekend. The Heat have forced a sixth game in the NBA Finals, pulling within 3-2 in the series with a 111-108 victory over the LA Lakers last night. Jimmy Butler delivered 35 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists, his second triple-double of the series. Butler played all but 1 minute and was doubled over near the scorer's table in the foul line in the final minute. He had enough strength to drive the lane, draw contact, and drain two free throws with 16.8 seconds left that proved to help give them the victory. 109-108 they led at that point. Los Angeles had another chance to go back on top, but Danny Green missed a three-point attempt before Tyler Hero finished it off with two free throws. And they'll play that next game now here coming up, game six over the weekend. Also in baseball action, the Tampa Bay Rays have earned the right to take on the Houston Astros in the American League Championship Series. Mike Brousseau slammed a tie-breaking solo homer in the bottom of the eighth to lift the Rays past the Yankees 2-1. Brousseau supplied two of Tampa Bay's three hits after entering the game as a pinch hitter in the sixth inning. The other hit was Austin Meadows' game-tying solo shot in the fifth. The Yankees were also held to three hits, including a fourth-inning blast by Aaron Judge. Diego Castillo worked two hitless innings of relief in getting the victory. He ended the game by getting Gio Urshela to line out. Aroldis Chapman served up Brousseau's home run and took the loss as the Yankees ended their season. And baseball has lost its chairman of the board. New York Yankees' great Whitey Ford has died at the age of 91. A family member tells the AP on Friday that Ford died at his Long Island home on Thursday night. In NFL news, the New York Jets say they've received a clean bill of health. They've announced that all players and coaches tested negative for COVID-19. News came after players and coaches were sent home from their training facility after a player received a presumptive positive coronavirus result. That player was retested later on Friday. The news means the 0-4 Jets can now host the 2-2 Arizona Cardinals on Sunday as scheduled. Earlier in the day, the Tennessee Titans received some good news. A person familiar with their situation said the Titans had no positive test results hours after the NFL rescheduled their game with Buffalo to Tuesday night. The Titans' outbreak currently is at 23, but now they have gone three of the past 5 days without a positive test, so they'll be able to get that one scheduled there. Also, the Broncos contest coming up against the Patriots was moved to Monday night as well after Stephon Gilmore tested positive earlier this week for the coronavirus. And that's a look at some of the latest in NFL news. At the French Open, it'll be top seed Novak Djokovic against defending champ and number 2 seed Rafael Nadal in Sunday's French Open final. Djokovic survived a roller coaster of momentum in what became a five-setter, blowing a 2-sets-to-love lead before disposing of fifth-seeded Stefanos Tsitsipas. Djokovic wasted a match point in the third set before carving out a 6-3, 6-2, 5-7, 4-6, and 6-1 victory to reach the French Open final for the fifth time. Nadal will be making his 13th final appearance at Roland Garros following a 6-3, 6-3, 7-6 win over Diego Schwartzman. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.